It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Good morning. It's the morning show brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Millway with three locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard. And we're so happy to have one of our favorite friends, guests from the community, Jessica Nix from the Miller County Fair Association, is here this morning. How you doing, Jessica?
I'm great. Do you know, like, you're the only person that calls me by my maiden name?
That's all I know you as. What am I supposed to be calling you?
Jean.
Just Jean. Hey, but I love it. I love it because my husband always answers. My husband will be like, oh, they must forget you're married. Well, remember that one time on the radio I divorced you?
Yeah. That was such a fun day.
Even though you've reminded me of your married name, I'm probably still going to call you Jessica.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. I just get tickled. It's hilarious to me.
We'll buy him a present one day.
A lot of people call me a t-shirt. Yeah, a lot of people call me Jessica Nix that I grew up with, so it's fun.
There you go. Well, anyway.
Anywho.
She is the Miller County Fair Association, and Jessica, it's great to have you here.
Thanks.
On this wonderful Friday as we head into spring, and you've got a great event coming up tomorrow just as we head into spring. Talk about the Bull Riding Clinic.
The Bull Riding Clinic is open to children ages 5 to 18.
Right.
We're putting it on just for some instruction. There's a lot of, I have said before, that, you know, we have a lot of royalty, cowboy royalty here in Miller County.
We
do have a ton of talent. Ethan Ganey, Hayden Ganey are two twins that attend Falk Elementary that are in, I mean, they are just world champion bull riders, as well as their best buddy, Dakota Power. He is also a local cowboy. He's there in Falk. All three of them, seventh graders in Falk, Arkansas. It's amazing. They are all like in the top three of the world champion bull riders.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
I love
to have that local talent.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And they're going to be there.
They're going to be there and helping with some instruction. So, to me, when I was a kid, if someone my age would have taught me something, I would have retained it more than my daddy telling
me. Right.
You know, or an adult.
Yeah.
So, the boys will be out there, and they're going to help give a little instruction. And when I say instruction, we're just not going to put your kid on a bull smack it on the butt.
Safety issues.
A ton of safety issues. A ton. So, we're going to learn about balance. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn about posture, how to hold yourself on a bull, and the way that we can do it and do it safely.
Right.
So this is a perfect event for if somebody has a kid out there
that wants to do this,
has been talking about wanting to do this for a long time or whatever.
Yeah.
This is a great clinic.
Absolutely.
And to have the peers like you're talking about be there to instruct is just fantastic. So if they want their kid to be able to participate in this, the age range is
5 to 18.
Okay. And they can just show up in the morning. Can they?
Yes, sir. Okay, so registration will open at 8:30.
Uh-huh.
So if you haven't registered your child by now, then meet us at Circle J Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Miss Amanda and I will be sitting there at the booth.
And you say it's just $75?
$75, and we feed you.
Right.
That's nothing for a clinic like this.
To learn the safety part of it and read the animal and the posture and what to do right, not just what to do wrong, because you learn that as you're falling. So I think this is an amazing opportunity.
All right. We'll talk more about this with Jessica coming up on The Pig. 1039 mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And it would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times, so the sponsor of the news will sponsor our guest.
Yes.
Oak Creek Furniture is the sponsor.
American made.
Yes, ma'am. Quality furniture that you can purchase right here in Bowie County. Why are you laughing, Anna?
Because I cut you off. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Jessica's here. She makes me happy.
I'm not that sensitive.
I know. That's one of the best things about being your sidekick.
Yeah, I don't get all upset about things.
I'm glad to.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Well, Jessica Nix Jean.
Thank you.
Is here. See, I didn't call her just Jessica Nix.
It's fine.
All righty. But you were talking about the bull riding clinic, which is going on tomorrow. But that's really, you're going to start doing more of this.
We are. So once a month, or twice a month, depending on how our summer schedules are, we will have open arena nights where we'll do bull riding. And when I say that, we are going to just have a time for rough stock. If you have an arena membership and your kid needs to practice rough stock, luckily we've got two rough stock contractors on our board, right. And so they have the animals. So we're, you know, you'll be able to practice those rough stock events. Practice makes you better.
With anything that you do.
Right. And so then we'll have your barrels, poles, all that fun stuff in our open arena nights or days. So an arena membership for an individual, so like if I bought one for Reagan, it would be $50.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to ride, but she would be able to ride till her heart just gave out.
Right.
Now, if my whole family wanted to do it, family of four is $200, and that gives me the rights to the arena on those days. I don't have to pay a fee. If you opt out and don't want to do an arena membership, then it's a $20 drop-in fee. So to me, it's like, do I want to spend $60 for her to ride three times, or just spend $50 and let her ride every time the doors are open?
That's fabulous.
That's a great idea.
To be able to spend $50 and go out there and ride whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it's available.
When
it's available.
Good
yeah.
arena.
So, I mean, you can. That means you can do a lot of riding.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is I hate the fact that I can't just give people keys. Like, here's your key to the arena. But there's a lot of risk.
Oh, yeah.
And with me being an insurance, y'all know my stomach just.
It's like clench.
Clenches and turns upside down. So, someone really needs to be there from the board to kind of oversee what's going on. Also, we also have other things planned throughout the year. So we can't just say, you know,
it's open
to anybody, because if we did that, then somebody's going to get mad if we come out there.
The barrel racers are going to show up when we're doing the
bowl. Yes, or when we've got an event.
Yeah, you have to work with them, but for that $50 you're talking about, you'll get to do a lot.
Absolutely. And I'm willing to say that if somebody called me and said, Miss Jessica, we want to ride, I would put my shoes on and go down there. You know, I mean, I'm not going to tell a baby no.
Yeah. No.
All right. Miller County Fair Association. If you want to be a member of that, how can you do that?
You can give me a call, 870-330-1155.
Mm-hmm.
Was that slow enough?
Yes, it was.
You can hit me up on Facebook or... The Miller County Fair, Arkansas. Don't go to Miller County Fair, Missouri.
No, because it's not the right place.
That's right. You have to make sure it's the Miller County Fair.
Arkansas.
The Miller County Fair, Arkansas page. I think it's listed under Miller County Fair Association, but you'll look and you'll see our three local famous three on there, Ethan, Hayden, and Dakota's Facebook, or their page, their picture. Is on Facebook, and so you'll see them. If you see that, send us a message. We'll be happy to help you, or you can even shoot us an email at millercountyfairarkansas@gmail.com.
Too easy.
Yeah, I like this. And the big bull riding clinic tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can still show up, 5 to 18 years of age. Circle J Cowboy Church.
Yes.
My phone ringing.
Hello.
It wasn't ours.
No. What time you kick it off in the morning?
8:30.
8:30 in the morning, and it's $75, and it's going to be a great clinic. And she's looking forward to doing more of these type clinics, like barrel racing and things like that in the future. It's just great. Stick around, because we want to talk a little bit, kind of sneak preview of the Miller County Fair, which is coming up in September. And we'll talk about more with Jessica Nicks Jean right here on The Pig. 1039 mypigradio.com. Anna's stomach's growling. She's hungry. I brought you some chili.
I know, but we keep having you keep making me work.
Oh, I keep making you work. All right, it's The Pig, 1039 mypigradio.com. The morning show is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, your local financial institution of choice. And speaking of stronger, smarter, and sensible, here she is, Jessica Nicks Jean, Miller County Fair Association. And she's got the
best intro ever. Best intro ever.
Oh, wait. Huh? You have to have us be announcers at the rodeo.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Can just blow that off.
Yeah. We could really. All right. But anyway, you're making plans for the Miller County Fair to be going on in September, late September. What are the dates?
September 22nd through the 25th.
September 22nd through the 25th. Put it in your phone or mark it on your calendar, as I always say.
Check our event calendar.
Yeah, check our events calendar, because it is going to be a neat, fun event. And hopefully, the closer we get to it, the less COVID restrictions we got. Because y'all were able to pull it off last year, with all that mess going on.
I know. You know, we were only able to do one day last year. We condensed it all down.
But you did it.
We did it. And I was really kind of iffy that morning, because I was like, oh, goodness, nobody's here.
Did I make the right choice, Lord?
Yes, really. And then as the day went on.
You could just feel the excitement.
Yes. I mean, we shut the gate for an hour to get ready for the rodeo, get the livestock kids out, get the rodeo kids in. And in that hour, I was literally able to change my shoes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's
about it. I threw a different shirt on and a little more makeup as I was walking to the rodeo arena. But we were able to put on an amazing event. I looked up at one time and just was overwhelmed by the crowd of how many people were there. And also, you know, people, we did say, you know, masks were required. You had to social distance. Nobody minded having to social distance.
No.
Like, I looked out there and there's lawn chairs. Yeah. You know, people brought their chairs because we made sure of that.
Right.
You brought your own chair, then we could kind of push you around where you needed to go.
You're a little too close.
You're a little too close. Let's get over, right, in COVID. And so we just needed a little space, and it was just overwhelming of how many people showed up to support our local little Cowboys and Cowgirls.
Well, hopefully, like I said, less and less COVID restrictions as we go along, and so we got a multi-day event going on this time. Tell us what's going to be going on day by day.
Okay, so we'll start off Wednesday, the 22nd, with what we're going to call Arenas of Faith. It'll be kind of a Fields of Faith kind of feel,
okay.
To where we're just going to open it up. We're not just going to close it off to kids, though.
Right.
If your church group wants to come out, your school group, whatever, wants to come out to Arenas of Faith, what we're going to do, we'll have a little band play some praise and worship, maybe some Southern gospel, because that's my thing.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to throw a hymn in. Yeah. yes, or two. I am a Southern gospel kind of girl. I mean, it's kind of... Think about it. I listen to old country music. Sure. I'm going to listen to old gospel music.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right.
So that's free.
It is free. Okay. It's free. We're going to have it open. They'll have a band there, like I said, mm-hmm. and then they're going to do a devotion
that's
on horseback.
Great. That's absolutely
excited.
Great.
So
I am too.
Excited.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So that's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, we'll have barrels and poles, as well as other events on the fairgrounds. Thursday, we'll do roping and breakaway, and then Saturday, we'll have a standard rodeo.
Okay.
All events.
And you got the salsa contest again this year?
You know we'll have the salsa competition.
It's now our event.
Yes, I'm super. I love the salsa competition.
Me too.
So there's a girl.
So
yes, there's a girl at Four States that she came up to me. She was like, "You look so familiar." And, you know, I'm just like, how do you know me? And she goes, "Oh, wait, you do that salsa competition." And I did, you know, my husband got second place. And I was like,
Yeah.
I was like, "You got to eat that salsa with you, girl."
Some in the car?
Yeah, but no, it really was good.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it was.
And then afterwards.
If everything works out, after the final event, we want to close out that rodeo and come into a barn dance.
Yes, a barn
dance. So much fun.
Old-fashioned barn dance.
A barn dance.
That's going to be great.
You know, how much fun, for real, would it be to have that little rodeo arena? Because, you know, we have the big arena, and then we have a little show arena. People sitting around. I can just picture like the 1930s, 40s, you know, people sitting around, and then you have your couples dancing, your kids dancing over here underneath the barn lights. I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
And then you'll have your normal, as I call them, booths out.
We will have corn dogs
and the concessions
cakes.
And all that. And maybe a small carnival for the small kids.
If
we can find one. Absolutely. Yeah. I've looked around. That's all going to go off Asa Hutchison.
Yeah, hopefully, that's what I keep saying. Hopefully, by the time we get to further in the year, the less and less restrictions,
right.
if the COVID goes numbers continue to go the way they're going.
But we will make sure that there are activities going on throughout the day. But with it being, you know, opening at 4, closing at 9, Saturday will be our big day.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, stick around. We're going to keep you around for the first break in the 9 o'clock hour. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. And talk more with Jessica, and we'll get y'all to play a game because, you know, I forced that upon you. You must play a game.
Yes.
We're swinging.
Not that swinging. Not the John Anderson swinging. The Vince Gill, Reba McEntire, Oklahoma swing.
That's the better one.
Is on the pig. 103.9 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends is brought to you by our friends at Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan, Brian, and the crew are your local financial institution of choice. And they got the Arkansas Boulevard, Wake Village, and Ashdown locations to conveniently serve you. We've been talking with one of our great friends, Jessica Nix Jean from... See, I'm going to say it every time now.
You're doing great.
great. Your name in.
Great.
So fantastic.
Until you wait and come about 3 months later, and then it'll be back to Jessica Nix again.
It's okay.
But she's been in talking about the Miller County Fair Association, and we're going to kind of go over the bull riding clinic again here in just a second. But our game today that everybody needs to play is called Spy the Lie.
Oh, our favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a statement and then give you about three or four choices, and you decide what's not true, okay?
Okay.
All of the following movies are on the schedule to open this weekend across the country, except for one, You Spy the Lie. Okay, here they are. Last Call, Dark State, Counterattack, The Courier, and Happily. Which one is not scheduled to open, not a real movie?
I haven't been really following. I hope you have.
Actually, Reagan and I were looking last night, so I think it's Counterattack.
You are correct, Jessica. Great job.
Awesome.
All right. Number two, all of the following voices in Raya and the Last Dragon. Has anybody seen that?
Never.
Okay. All of the following voices in Raya and the Last Dragon are provided by these actors, except for one, Spy the Lie, Awkwafina, Lucy Liu, Daniel Day Kim, I guess, Sandra Oh, and Ross Butler. I've never heard of anybody except for Lucy Liu, but
Lucy Liu's the only one that I ever.
I thought Awkwafina was water.
Well, not the way.
Me too. Me too, Jessica. which one's not providing a voice?
Well, you said the name, so I'm gonna go with Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu. All right, we're going Lucy Liu.
Sure, yeah.
Lucy Liu's right.
He gives us hints. Okay. To watch him.
And finally, all of the following are titles of actual Taylor Swift songs, except for one, You Spy the Lie.
Okay.
I'm a Taylor Swift fan, at least I was when she was country, and I don't recognize any of these. Okay. Beautiful Ghosts, Christmas Tree Farm, Saw You at the Gym, I Forgot That You Existed, and Today Was a Fairy Tale. All of these are titles of actual Taylor Swift songs, except for one. Which one is not a Taylor Swift song?
Oh.
Beautiful Ghost, Christmas Tree Farm, Saw You at the Gym, I Forgot That You Existed, and Today Was a Fairy Tale.
I know some of them. Saw You at the Gym just doesn't sound right.
No, that would be hilarious, though. Saw You at the
Saw
Gym.
Saw You at the Gym.
Yeah.
And that is correct. That is not real. You're all the other ones sure. are real yep. Taylor Swift songs.
Really?
Get better about Taylor Swift.
Well, I used to know all of them back when she was country.
Country, but now she's...
Then she went pop.
Well, maybe that is a pop song.
Maybe so.
Saw You at the Gym. That seems like maybe it's so. Pop.
That's right.
All right. Well, y'all did quite well.
Thanks.
Once again, Jessica, if the Bull Riding Clinic tomorrow is for ages 5 to 18.
Yes, sir.
And if somebody has got a kiddo out there that wants to learn more about this, and this sounds right. great, what do they need to do last minute to get involved?
Last minute. Go ahead and call me today, 870-330-1155, or just come out in the morning. We're going to have a booth set up about 8:30.
At the Circle J Cowboy Church.
At the Circle J Cowboy Church. Not at the Miller County Fairgrounds. It's had to be moved.
Now, Circle J Cowboy Church is off of the 49.
Off of 71. Well, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 49 and 237 yeah. on the corner.
Okay,
yes.
So I just kind of give them a picture where it's at.
Absolutely.
So 8:30 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so they can come tomorrow morning and register and sign up and get their kiddo involved in it.
Yeah.
And it's just $75 for this fantastic clinic, and you're going to feed them too.
Absolutely. We're going to feed them lunch and a couple of snacks. And every bit of that was donated by the community.
Isn't that amazing?
Every bit of it. Mm. Our community got behind this and said, hey, we want to help. So
let's
and
do
like
this.
You said several times, local young people
yes.
that are huge
big
on
names.
The scene,
Absolutely.
Big names are going to be conducting this.
I love
this.
These cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will be.
So peers of these people are going to be doing this.
Yeah. And if I was a 17-year-old and a 13-year-old was having to give me instruction, I may get out there and try to show that 13-year-old up, you know, let's think about it. But now on the flip side of that, if I was 5 or
right.
6, I would be idolizing that 13-year-old
oh, yeah.
boy.
Right.
So local kids that are high...
High ranking. And I mean world champion.
We're talking about at the top, and they come from here.
Miller right. County.
They're going to be conducting this, so I think the kids are really going to enjoy getting this instruction from
right.
them. And you're going to be doing more and more of this. So if you want to become a member, a part of the Miller County Fair Association also.
Same thing. Give us a call.
All right. And check them out on on Facebook and all Facebook. That.
That's where we keep all of it, all the plethora of information.
Oh, she used the big word plethora.
It's my favorite.
The plethora of
favorite radio word.
All right, well, we got a plethora of the best and most country coming up. Thank you, Jessica, for coming in, and hope you have a great event tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the Miller County Fair this fall. It's going to be a hoot.
Hoot nanny, for sure.
Absolutely. Now you're talking my language.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.